Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
It's hard to believe that it's been nearly 2 weeks since our fellow believer and friend Charlie Kirk was tragically murdered. As we seek to wrap our minds around this tragedy, we, like so many others, reflect on his life and legacy. But we did enjoy a bit of a unique relationship with Charlie. Charlie was a friend of Wisconsin Family Council. We co-hosted some events with him at Turning Point, but the highlight of our relationship with Charlie was when he would speak at our Lead Wisconsin Teen Leadership and Biblical Worldview Camp. He encouraged our campers to be courageous in their faith and to love America, and they loved him. One camper shared, "Charlie Kirk offered a lot of amazing insight on God and our culture." Another said he appreciated Charlie's solid conviction and bold stand. Another added, "Charlie Kirk affirmed my desire to go out and change the world for God." Charlie inspired our campers to live lives of purpose. They will remember him for his courage, boldness, and outspoken witness of his faith. In a world where so many people hide their faith in the public square, Charlie routinely proclaimed the gospel in one of our culture's most hostile environments, college campuses. In the wake of this tragedy, it can feel difficult to know how to pick up the pieces. As mainstream news sources twist, lie, and malign, and average citizens spew hatred towards Charlie, his family, and the right, the reality of evil seems closer than ever. But we must not let this darkness silence us. Instead, we should view this darkness as an opportunity to spread the light. As we look back on Charlie's life and forward to the work ahead of us, how can we respond in a way that honors Charlie's legacy, but more importantly, accurately represents our faith? First, we must place our hope in God. In the midst of darkness, Christ is our hope. While we seek to honor Charlie's life and legacy, and rightly so, we must remember that no person is our ultimate hope. Although we are duly saddened and grieving, our faith in God has not wavered despite this tragic incident. Second, we must remember that the gospel is far more important than politics. Although Charlie left an incredible mark in the world of politics, his greatest impact was in his bold proclamation of the gospel. Charlie unashamedly proclaimed his belief in Jesus Christ and his confidence in the Word of God. We have the answer the world needs in Jesus Christ, and we must share that good news. Third, we must dedicate ourselves to prayer. Pray for many who are confused and searching right now, that they would come to faith in Christ. Pray also for those who are spewing hatred and anger. They too need Christ. Pray for Charlie's wife, Erica, and their two children, that God would grant them comfort, peace, and courage. Pray for the next generation, that they would rise up with boldness in sharing the gospel and speaking truth. And pray for Charlie's shooter. He too is in desperate need of salvation. Fourth, we must demonstrate courage. Charlie demonstrated courage, especially when he went into hostile settings. He was an outspoken advocate for the value of human life and for God's design for marriage and family. He responded to his critics with grace and truth, even when they treated him with hatred. An article published by The Federalist reflects on Charlie's impact. Quote, "Charlie is being mourned not because he was a great political debater, but because he was a fearless follower of Christ and a bold witness to his grace and mercy. It was that faith and the courage that comes from it that informed everything he did," end quote. Some have asked who will replace Charlie Kirk. The truth is, no one can really replace anyone, but we can each rise up with strength and courage to spread the gospel and speak the truth. One thing we can do at Wisconsin Family Council is to continue to pour into the next generation through Lead Wisconsin. Who knows but what a future Charlie Kirk may come from the young people who have attended or will attend this unique camp that Charlie had a profound influence on through his annual visits and challenges. The best way to honor Charlie Kirk is for each of us to make sure his most important message continues, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through Him. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.